Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I think it's going to be the greatest atmosphere at any boxing event I've ever witnessed. You know, certainly in my lifetime. And I'm so pleased for her as well.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs?
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Boom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, it's the splendido, it's the stupefying crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three...
I remember cranks. My first quiz.
We picked three cranks off the scrap heap of trivia. I'm trying to do this without looking down. It's like I'm at a nudist camp. Every week we pick three cranks off the scrap heap of trivia. And pit
them against each other.
Pit them against sporting factoids at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Now, you might not be hearing us on the usual slot on radio quite as much while the League of Ireland season is on. However, we are free across all channels for the summer. It's our summer gift to you because you've complained and whined and moaned so much about it. Should I give your actual email address, Mick, or will I just give the...
Crappy quiz at offtheball.com.
Does it exist?
It's an alias for my other email address.
All right, okay, you get it, yeah. Yeah, okay. With all that said, all that's left to do is for me to introduce our purveyors of sporting idiotry. What a lineup we got for you today, baby! Up first, this contestant's had a taste of the high life this week, stepping in as host of Off the Ball.
Oh yeah, high life.
We call it PM in the office. He frowns upon it when you...
That's just an internal thing. It's not PM and AM.
Look at him. Look how angry he is.
Look. I'm not as attached to that show as I once was. Just
oh,
there, so
it's wow. Like, you know, look at this.
I have a wider perspective
oh,
now.
Oh, Mick, it's emotion. It's like,
at the time, when I was solely responsible, when my purview was only that show.
Narrow-minded.
My attitude would have been off the
isolationist.
Ball.
Isolationist.
Evolved from
the big dogs, is what he's saying. Mm.
And therefore,
yeah, listen to this,
it maintains its name. It doesn't need any addendums. It is just Off the Ball. And that's it.
Original and best. Screw you, was what he was saying.
Certainly.
Now
original.
He's like, actually, you know what? You probably had a
taste. I mean, we have to differentiate. This is an overall company. It's far bigger than one particular show.
Stepping in as host of Off the Ball PM to high acclaim from recalling Eamon Duffy's infamous battles with Jack Charlton and the throwing of a pen. 30 years exactly? 36
Jeez,
years exactly?
Yeah.
How long ago?
Yeah, it was 36 years on Wednesday.
Also teaching Richie Hogan a thing or two about hurling.
Oh yeah, he needs to learn a bit, that fella.
Whisper it quietly, but the 2027 IMRO Awards might have a new sports broadcaster to reckon with. Woo, he's vowed not to let it change him. However, so, please welcome Mick. Don't look me in the eyes when you're talking to me, McCarthy.
Hello, everyone.
Up next, it's become typical over the last number of years to align this contestant's presence on the quiz with however his native county is getting on. It's a cheap gimmick, sure. However, this time it does seem appropriate. Much like his beloved Monaghan in this year's All-Ireland Championship, he's here, but nobody's really expecting anything from him. Please welcome Shane, the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
That's the way we like it up in Monaghan. Forever.
Surely massive favourites this weekend.
I don't know about massive. Two point favourites, I think, right. Bookies.
But
I just seen Ray Kennellan is not in the panel.
Not even
his injury.
Not even
so,
on that fake thing that you can do.
He's in the extended panel. I don't know if you can.
He'll be in the panel.
Possibly.
You can do that. There's like we're going to fine everybody for this. And then it's like, nah, it just doesn't matter.
A loophole.
The last quiz we did, we made a joke about Shane echoing Monaghan and that he would be nowhere in the early rounds and then have an amazing rapid fire and come up just short. And it literally happened, didn't it?
Yep,
you got 7 out of 7 in the rapid fire and lost by a point.
It's looking quite like that. Hopefully more of the same from Monaghan this weekend. Yeah, we go again.
Finally, he's taken time away from putting a second coat of paint on the walls of his house to be here with us today. Seriously, correct. Making his first appearance on the Crappy Quiz?
No, it's a re-debut.
Right.
But, yeah. New
debut.
Mm. Yeah.
Second and he went travelling and never came back.
Mm. Yeah.
A couple of times.
It's Robbie Keane's too small time for Celtic call.
What?
Small time might not have been the word I used. inexperienced. I think was
achieved nothing. I think.
I'd say now you've had time to calm down and.
I am looking forward to the end siege mentality a la Jim McGuinness in this quiz when Ger asks a question he doesn't like. You're flying that kite, Ger, are you? Yeah. You're flying that kite, are you? What was the other line from Jim? You've done your job now, Ger. You've done your job.
You've asked the question. You've done your job.
I might well do that. Yeah, I'm setting my stall out early here.
They're going to meet again on Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy and Jim.
Yeah.
The two lads.
Not to worry about. They met again later at that press conference.
Well, I wonder will we get a Thomas Tuchel, Antonio Conte style handshake.
Giant, mad long comedy arm.
Yeah, potentially.
You see the way the photograph, it looks like they both have seven foot long arms, the way that it was joined together.
Bizarre.
A crappy quiz at offtheball.com if you want to annoy Mick. Straight, and you can get him any, he's got his notifications on. That's the thing now with his new gig. Mm. You know, he's big time on us and looking down on his old colleagues in the evening show, the PM show. He's got his notifications switched on. So if you want to get him at like 11 o'clock on a Saturday night when you're in the pub, just send your whatever you want.
Yeah, you'll be in the pub, I'll be at home.
Crappy quiz at offtheball.com.
Exactly. Up on work.
You know he'd get it then. Postcards to Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Mark Coney House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Does anybody ever go down to the end of the newsroom to see if we've got mail?
No, you remind us on the quiz every week and then we forget about it immediately because we have a quiz to do for the next hour.
This is the Call Your Shot round, round one. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers that they think they can manage. The highest bidder will get first dibs at the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they can't manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. Enda, do you understand this? I know you've never listened to the quiz.
I barely understand it, but I'll give it a go.
All right. Shane, you listen to the quiz a lot.
I do, yes.
Even when you're on it sometimes.
Exactly.
Mick, you open the bidding. Any Irish player who's won men's or women's Six Nations Player of the Tournament Awards. The total is six.
Oh.
How many can you name?
Three.
Is it me next? Four.
Enda, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
We're on the radio though, so the silence is
golden.
All right,
so
not really.
I don't think I can. But I'll go with three.
All right.
Can I go
four,
with three?
Four,
he said four. So yeah, either bid him higher or
Pull out. Basically.
No, I can't. I can't pass that. I don't think.
Ew.
I'll leave your name for.
Mick. I was hoping you wouldn't do that to me.
Do we need to explain down to the rules here? He just underbid somebody.
No, I was basically saying I can't beat him. So I'll
okay, okay. Yeah. Good save, yeah.
I'm not sure on any of these, to be honest, except for maybe the first. Aoife Wafer.
Correct. 25 and 26, back to back.
Brian O'Driscoll.
Correct. 06, 07, 2009.
Josh van der Fleer.
Oh, no. He shoots, he scores, he doesn't. No. He hits the crossbar. Now, World Player of the Year, but not the best player in Six Nations.
Okay, so how many are left?
Damn it.
I think we've named two.
I named
there
two.
There are four left.
Four left.
God damn it.
I think I could go two.
I'll have a stab at three.
I'll let you.
You know,
do I lose a point?
You don't lose a point, but
I'll get the coward's point without bidding.
So okay.
If he doesn't get two, I think he's probably going to get
I think
two.
He will, yeah.
That's it. So you're worth it.
I'll give it a go. Worth a pop.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of those no risk it, no biscuit.
Yeah.
All right. I could be out after one guess here, though. Johnny Sexton?
Wow.
Gordon Darcy.
Gordon Darcy.
Yeah.
Coming into us on Tuesday to talk to us about his new kid's book.
Mm. All right. He did it in 04. And I think Caelan Doris won it one year.
Did he not? No, you would have got the point, Enda.
If you let him have it, the two.
I thought Doris got it a couple of years ago.
Keith Wood?
No.
No, no, no.
Rog?
No.
Paul O'Connell?
Paul O'Connell.
Damn it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Paul O'Connell, 2015. Jacob Stockdale, 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 18. Yeah,
of course.
Tommy Bow in 2010.
Tommy Bow.
Tommy Bow.
Wow.
So that's a lesson learned now.
Lesson learned. Now you get it.
So coward's point.
Yeah.
I think that's my first.
Round one, question two. Shane opens the bidding. Any country Ireland faced in the 2018 Women's Hockey World Cup? We made it all the way to the final.
Yeah.
There are five countries. How many can you name?
In the 2018 Women's Hockey World Cup?
Yeah.
And there are five.
Low numbers. Give us like 16.
I kind of like it though. It teases you in a little bit. Oh, Jesus. 3.
Enda?
2.
Okay.
So again.
No. We might have to just pause the quiz. Pause the quiz.
If the number is higher, you can tell us it. And if there's a lower number in your mouth, you don't have to say it.
Okay.
You're not making a bid.
I'll pass.
We're just going to go to a commercial break.
I'll also once again let Shane off
here. We'll go to a commercial break and Ed is no longer here. Adrian Barry is in. It's like out of retirement. Like,
wheel him out of the room.
What's going on?
You let me do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Jesus, right. Okay.
Like Pippa in Home and Away. Ask your dad.
Oh, what was that one?
I remember that. She went from
blonde to red haired overnight.
Blonde curly hair to straight red hair. Yeah. A completely different looking person.
Oh, there's one in the back of my head. Okay. Spain.
Yeah.
Correct. How many did you say, sorry?
Three.
You passed, Mick.
You passed. Yeah.
All right. I missed that in all the kerfuffle.
Oh, they did play them, didn't they? They did play them. Netherlands.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
He's got 2. Does he know either any of the 3?
I know there was a penalty shirt, but am I thinking of the Spain game?
No, they hammered a 6-0, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
That just shut up.
It doesn't help.
Sir.
Well, they've played them. They probably did, but I'm not going to risk it.
I can't do the countdown music, but
it's a real geography lesson, this, isn't it?
I'm
gonna go GB/UK.
I can't take GB/UK.
Okay, so he's out.
England. I can't take it. I can't.
Okay, well, that would have been one that we would have been going for, yeah.
So I don't know. Do the Welsh and the Scots?
No, England is a different team than GB. They play in the Olympics.
They play in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And this is the World Cup.
Exactly. World Cup, not Olympics.
Yeah. So I'm really sorry.
Okay. So
there are 2 left.
I never liked them. So you've made that mistake.
There are two left.
Enda can bid now.
Yeah. Go for Enda.
You name the number and I'll name the lower one.
No, you bid first.
You can say pass.
I'm going to say pass.
Okay.
You named the... So, she named the 2 that I...
So if I name 1 and I have no idea, like, I'm just trying to think, is it better nobody to get a point or me to give Enda a point?
Yeah, give me a point.
I'll say 1 and I just have a weird feeling. Did we play India?
Twice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Boom. Mix on 2, Shane's scoreless. Enda's
watch
scoreless.
All those games. That was like a thrilling month.
Round 1, question 3.
Lads.
Throw me a bone there.
Enda opens the bidding.
Oh, great.
Every club that James McLean has played for, including loans. There are 7.
Let me think now. Including loans. God, it seems like he kind of just played for the one club, didn't he? Who can I think of here?
It may seem that way, but there are 7 of them.
Yeah, it seems like he played.
Don't be coaching the others.
I'm trying
now.
To think now. It's funny because the teams that he played for are all very staunchly quite against some of the things that he's interested in. I'm completely drawing a blank here. Where did he go?
Football Man and a cult.
Oh, genuinely, this is the problem. I guarantee I'll forget the main club that he played for.
You're supposed to bid before you count out all the...
Oh, yeah, true. Let's go. Let's bid first.
Ah, that's unfair. I can confidently name 3 of them. And I know I'm going to be raging with myself after it.
Me next.
Is it you next?
Yeah,
set?
5.
Go on ahead, Mick. Yep. I know you have them, but go on.
Well, I thought that before and I got something completely arse-wise. It was Shay Given.
Just reading your message there to tell me to get a move on to start the quiz. Sorry, Mick.
Derry City.
You're saying 5?
Yeah.
That's 1.
Sorry. Unless Enda wants to outbid me.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Derry City, Sunderland.
2.
West Brom.
3.
Wrexham.
4.
Wigan.
5. Correct.
Okay.
That's too easy for Mick so far, this.
Anybody got any more?
Hull?
No.
No.
Stoke City.
Stoke. I couldn't remember where he was most recently before Wrexham.
Institute.
Oh, yeah, Institute.
Is that in the north?
Yeah, they're right across the road from Derry City.
On the tip of my tongue. No, yeah. Mick 3, Shane nil, Enda nil.
How could I have forgotten Wrexham?
Lads.
Oh, did you?
You forgot Wrexham?
Yeah, forgot Wrexham.
A very special anniversary has given us cause to mix things up for round two this week. 60 years ago tomorrow, Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde was released.
Arthur.
Culmination
of this during the week. Why didn't they take it as a hint?
The culmination of a half decade's worth of music that touched everything which followed and gave cause to reevaluate that which had already been.
Jesus. Dr. Dylan over here.
Fuck jokes, yeah. I've chosen earnestness, he says.
I think he got a bit bored and just lifted from his thesis. So he ran out of time.
Yeah.
Maybe. We never mentioned the fact that Arthur has a PhD in Bob Dylan.
Nope.
It's
goes under the radar.
Doctor of Bob Dylan.
With that in mind, I'm going to be giving you a series of clues in which you have to identify the blonde sports person I'm referring to. There's going to be four clues per sports person with 1 point on offer for the correct answer. It's fastest fingers first.
Shane Hannon.
I'll take it.
Mick, don't look me in the eyes when you're talking to me, McCarthy, Monaghan Machete, or Robbie Keane's Too Small Time for Celtic.
That is too long of an...
You just have to get the...
Robbie Keane.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
We get the... You have to make the effort at the rest of it.
You get one guess per
Keep
clue,
talking,
is it?
But you'll be in once you say wrong, you know.
All clear, let's get underway.
You get one guess per clue.
Blondie sports people. Question one. This first sports person is the son of a former footballer.
Don't look me in the eyes when you're talking. Don't look me in the eyes when you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Kasper Schmeichel.
No.
Oh, good guess though.
One per clue, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can guess if you want.
Oh.
You have to say your name.
Monaghan Machete.
Yeah.
Kobe McDonald.
No. Not actually blonde.
I know,
blonde.
Yeah. Taking more of the da.
Fake blonde.
Yeah. Robbie Keane's too small time for Celtic. Kevin Keller.
No. Clue two. He's won trophies in Austria, Germany and England. Clue three. He was notably born in Leeds, but does not represent
Monaghan
England.
Machete. I got there first.
Machete.
Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland.
I nearly went Kasper Schmeichel again there.
I forgot what my thing was.
Try it a second time.
Clue four. He scored his first goals in the World Cup this week.
Austria.
Erling Haaland.
Salzburg.
Salzburg, yeah.
Red Bull. Question two. Round two. This former sports person is a multiple All-Ireland winner.
Robbie Keane is too small time for Celtic. Yeah. No, I messed up. Never mind. Famously.
Don't look
famously,
me in the eyes.
Yeah.
Johnny Cooper.
No. Clue two. Ooh. Her memoir, Game Changer, won the 2018 Irish...
Don't look me in the eye. Coruscant.
Correct.
Ah.
She's a regular pundit for men's and women's Gaelic football and spent 4 years playing AFLW for the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Also the assistant coach, selector for the Ireland team taking on Australia next month.
Mm. My mind went straight to Kieran McDonald because of you.
And then multiple All-Ireland winner.
Famously did not win the All-Ireland. Mayo did.
Question three, round two. This sports person turned professional in 1987.
Monaghan Machete.
Yeah.
Stephen Hendry.
Nope.
Only back then.
Right here, though. Clue two. He is notable for having never played in the Ryder Cup.
Don't look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
Greg Norman?
No. I like the way you're going, but no. Clue three.
Monaghan Machete.
Yeah.
John Daly.
Hey! Oh, you need the third clue, which was he played a prominent role in Happy Gilmore 2. Clue four, two-time major winner of the 1997 PGA Championship in the 1995 Open.
Greg Norman, natural blonde?
Greg Norman he is professional. Natural blonde, yeah. 15 years by 1987.
He was, I think he'd already
won. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say there was more interesting stuff to talk about in John Daly's career path there than those ones.
Quite Arthur. Possibly.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, it's just me.
I need one.
Good game, this.
I need one.
Yeah, I like it.
Round two, question four, blonde on blonde. Right. This final sports person is the father of a current intercounty footballer.
Monaghan Machete.
Monaghan Machete.
Kieran McDonald.
Kieran McDonald!
Come on! Had to come eventually.
He won an All-Ireland senior club title in 2001. He served in James Horan's backroom team for his most recent stint at charge of Mayo. No one wore Adidas Predators better is the last one.
Nice.
Kieran McDonald.
Eamon Dunphy.
M- Mick 4, Shane 3, and a nil.
Shane, good rounder.
Back in there.
How did he get 3 points?
I wasn't sure.
Did? That was a Kieran McDonald.
You got
round.
3 of the 4.
Oh, I'm just a patsy.
Good.
CIA.
I think I might have got in there earlier.
Round 3.
Had to be.
Time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. The Champions League theme continues.
What?
I don't know.
Segue from not Champions League.
Fuck you, San Diego.
Yep.
I'm going to ask each of you to give me names on a list of names that I have in front of me. Get it right and the parcel passes to the next player. Get it wrong, the parcel explodes, covering you in shame. Fuck that shit up. Okay, name anyone who made a Premier League appearance for Manchester United in the 98-99 season. The order is Mick, Shane and Ender. There's a bonus point in offer for any player you name who made 5 or fewer league appearances. So there's a way back for you, Ender.
This is a bit...
Mick, geez. Shane and Ender.
It's biased, isn't it?
Biased in favour of somebody who was alive in 99. And able to watch the games,
sure,
and remember?
They all have the DVD, I'm sure.
I was 3.5, so I think I'm
23 answers here.
So sorry, 5 or more appearances, but you get a bonus point from people.
No. Anybody who made an appearance.
An appearance.
Premier League appearance, Man United.
Five or less.
5 or less, you get a bonus point.
5 or more would be a lot of bonus points.
League appearances.
Premier League. That we only care about the Premier League. It's the birth of football. So Mick, Shane, Enda is the order.
Peter Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel. LMNOP, QRS, 34 appearances.
Let's go Roy Keane.
Yeah, Roy Keane, 35 appearances.
Dennis Irwin.
Dennis Irwin, 29 appearances.
David Beckham.
Beckham, 34 appearances.
Dwight York.
All the way down to the Y's. 32 appearances.
Ryan Giggs.
24 appearances.
Andy Cole.
Andrew Cole, 32 appearances.
Solskjaer.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, 19 appearances.
Teddy Sheringham.
Sheringham, 17 appearances.
Gary Neville.
Gary Neville is a red. He hates Scousers 34 times that year.
Ronnie Johnson.
Ronnie Johnson, 22 appearances.
Eric Cantona.
You out, sucker.
Gone.
What?
1999.
Gone 2 years, that's such.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, it's fine. We'll take it.
A genuine surprise there. I was like, Dunphy would have called them in the early days, Yup Stum.
I think.
Probably correctly.
I think George Hamilton was the one who was doing it.
Was he?
Yeah, correct. 30 Yap Stum.
Oh, okay.
Stum.
Jesper Blomqvist.
Blomqvist.
Yeah.
25.
Shane will outlast me here. Phil Neville.
Phil Neville. I thought that was going to be the automatic after Gary, but yeah.
There's a big name there that I don't know if it's been said, so I can't risk it.
I'd say you could risk whatever you wanted.
Yeah, not sure. Let's go David May.
David May just missing out on a bonus. 6 appearances. Sure.
Right.
The man who was solely responsible for their European Cup win, as I remember from the celebrations.
Come on, man.
Henning Berg.
Henning Berg.
Good answer.
16 appearances.
I don't have many left.
See, I have a couple of answers, but
I forgot a big name.
You should say the big name that was on the tip of your tongue now, Shane, just to upset him.
Oh, but I just don't know if it's been said. Then I'm gone if I don't. Oh, well, there's a big name. Scholes.
Yeah, that's a big name I forgot.
Yeah, I thought that.
But also Nicky Butt.
31, yes. Paul Scholes. Nicky Butt, 31. Joined at the hip.
Now I'm flipped.
See, I know a couple of younger players, but did they play? He must have played.
Just needs to get off the bench for 3 minutes.
Jonathan Greening.
Correct. Bonus point,
yes,
baby.
Yes.
3. We're level now.
Yeah, 1 point there. That's good.
4 points apiece.
Right.
Table.
I've got a couple of young lads.
1, 2, 3, 4 left. And there are bonus points for three of them. And if either of you goes wrong now, I will give the other one the opportunity to stay on until the bonus points are gone. Point.
Never happened before.
I like that idea.
Unprecedented. Bonus points, like, oh, ridiculous. Okay, I have a name. I have three names, actually. And I don't know if any of them are correct. Luke Chadwick.
No, you have.
Ooh. So I get a point. I get a point for that.
Okay, you go and stay on. You're already on 2 points for this ridiculous round.
So I get one more guess at a bonus. Is that just one more guess?
You get one more guess. Stay on until you go out here.
I think this lad came on. But was it a cup match or a league match? Eric Neveland.
Oh, you're mad.
Kieran Richardson?
No.
No, he's before.
And hold on. Raymond van der Gouw.
So I gave you the number of games Schmeichel played earlier. That was the tell. It was like 30 or 31. Five appearances for van der Gouw. That would have been a bonus point.
I should have listened to the Schmeichel thing, yeah.
Was Clegg one?
Wes Brown.
Wes Brown. Bloody hell.
Jordy Cruyff.
Yes. No way.
I forgot he was still around, actually. Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I got my years mixed up. I didn't know it was 99.
Yeah. John Curtis.
John Curtis.
I thought we were 98.
John Curtis.
Did Phil Mulrain play? Phil Mulrain.
No, that's the end of it.
All right.
Mix up four, Shane's on five. Round three, question two. Please listen to the question.
Enda.
What about, like, is this just normal question?
No, same idea again.
Oh, same thing.
The parcel.
Yeah.
But different question.
Name any footballer who scored in the 2026 FIFA World Cup up to Uzbekistan versus Colombia, which was the last of the first round games. There are 61. This is in alphabetical order. So, for me, so you have to give me a second to... Shane and Amit.
Okay.
Anybody who scored?
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, just get it going then.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi.
Yeah. LMN Messi. Yeah.
Erling Haaland.
Okay. Bonus points if you can do right beside the same name. I'm joking.
Stop giving out bonus points. Mbappe.
Mbappe. Yeah.
It's me now. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. I just said to just be confident.
Jude Bellingham.
B for Bellingham. Correct.
Barcola.
Bradley Barcola.
I'm nowhere. Absolutely
ridiculous.
Nowhere.
I'll go Rashford.
Marcus Rashford. And then a PQRS. Yeah.
This isn't counting last night's game, then.
No.
Did he score the one for Scotland?
What's the name?
Oh, Raul Jimenez. Obviously didn't score it for Scotland, but
Jay. Raul Jimenez, Mexico versus South Africa.
While we're at it, so may as well say it. Super John McGinn.
I was wondering when it was.
Yeah. It wasn't super. Absolutely, but
John,
guaranteed not.
Super. John McGinn's big arse.
Myself.
He is a big arse, or he has a big arse. It's what my kids always ask, and I'm like, "Oh, John McGinn, he's got the biggest arse in football." I'm like, "Why do you don't like him then?" I'm like, "Oh, we love him."
Definitely a compliment. I'll go. Kai Havertz.
Have that. Curaçao.
Germany scored 7 goals in that game.
Correct.
Is that a statement?
No bonus point for that.
Who scored the goals?
You don't know any of them.
I was, in my defence, I was half a litre of wine deep at that point in Portugal. Sure.
That's two glasses, Enda.
I was going to say, is that too much?
I'll tell you what I was under
when John McGinn scored for Scotland.
I'm in no man's land here.
Three bottles of whiskey.
I can actually.
Bill Werbenick.
Oh.
Who scored?
Fairness, though.
Your folk.
Musiala.
Musiala.
You prick.
Jamal. You are focusing on one game. That's that way madness lies. You're like, oh, that guy, I can see him. I can see his face. You just have to.
Yeah. Luis Diaz.
Who did Luis Diaz score against?
Uzbekistan.
Okay. Colombia. Uzbekistan. Where where's I was going to look up, where's John Durham? What's the story? He's just...
Oh, he's taking a mental health break, I think.
Totally out of football.
Yeah, for the time being, I think, yeah.
Terrible.
He's been through about six clubs since Villa sold him.
I'll go with Vinicius.
Vinicius Junior.
Vinicius. I can't remember half the teams.
I know, that's the struggle.
Nor can I. Who we got?
So fast, isn't it? It's far too fast. Like,
yeah.
Plenty more games in Group
I actually, I know the guy's name, I just can't pronounce it.
I know.
So I don't know.
If you butcher the pronunciation, but...
Well, it depends if he says the complete wrong name.
He's miles behind.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, I don't have anyone left.
So I literally don't have a point on the board yet. Quan...
Okay.
Quan... Is it Quanosola?
We need a proper pronunciation here now.
From Mexico.
What's
for the opening goal. And
again, say that again. Say it again, Enda.
Quan... I don't think there's
no C's and there's no K's left. Well, there's a... Oh, hang on. Whoa, hang on. Go on, give it to me again.
Not many.
I just can't. No, I don't want to butcher it again. Conasola?
No. Like you're too far away from it.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah.
Balogun.
Oh, good man.
All the way up to the bees. For the USA against Paraguay.
I will go... Ken Nunez.
Hey! Correcto mundo. Sí.
And he got the assist.
Brian Ken Nunez. Goal! Goal! Go!
Hussein. Hussein.
Spells it just for a bonus point.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't. He was going to give me the old
amen,
third degree
saying,
there. But yeah, I would have been. I would have had no more answers.
One of the Iraqi Husseinis.
Yeah.
I will go with Ahmad Diallo.
Correct. Did you see the off-chart level of success for his dribbles?
Mm.
So, I'm missing... about a million people here, including everyone who scored in a match I watched two nights ago.
There's a few obvious ones that you are definitely missing.
I see.
And then you just, I don't know, would you remember?
Christian Pulisic?
Yeah.
One of the best players in the world.
There's an obvious one from the US as well.
LMNOP. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. Pulisic isn't on the list here.
Maybe he didn't score.
Maybe he didn't score.
He set up like all the goals, so maybe he didn't
score. Maybe he didn't score.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Oh, well. I'm glad I'm out.
There's 100 other ones.
That was exhausting. I'm like,
I need to go through these.
Stress.
You missed the...
Had another one.
Is Shane out?
No, Shane's the winner.
Johan Visa scored,
yeah. Alexander Isak scored...
Oh, yeah. And so did Jostery.
Yeah, that was our theme of the week. Was
did Van Dijk score?
Strikers back from the dead. Van Dijk scored, yeah.
Netherlands there too.
I wasn't there.
Who was the US scorer again? Son of the...
Reina.
Oh, Reina. Yeah. What a goal.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that match.
Peter Musa.
In my defence, I've been off for the last week, so...
João Neves scored. Great goal for Portugal vs. Congo.
Granit Xhaka, but that was yesterday. I don't know if that was in the list.
No, that doesn't count, no.
Right.
Yeah. David scored a couple of goals for
Jonathan David.
Canada as well.
Didn't score last game, though.
So, mix on four, Shane's on six, storming back.
Turn around.
Just like Monaghan. I thought he was dead.
Just like Monaghan all over again.
But three questions.
There's a wooden spoon, isn't there?
What?
There's a wooden spin point, isn't there?
No.
No, and there's another...
Mick Shane. Round three, question three. We need to horse through these because we've 10 minutes left. Name any county that has completed... I'll start that again. We'll fix it in post. Name any county that has competed in this year's Telton Cup. There's obviously 16 of them. I'm going to count them there, but there's obviously 16. That's what the competition is.
Down.
Up, down. Correct.
What's the order here? And
Mick. Shane.
Wicklow.
Down Wicklow.
We have to get to the end of this, right?
Surely.
Fermanagh. Like, this is just, do you know the names of counties around? Come on, Arthur.
Sligo.
Yes, we know the name of Sligo. It is correct.
Sorry, me, Offaly.
Offaly.
Antrim.
Okay, I'm going to put a 5 second timer on everybody from this point forward, otherwise we're going to be here.
Waterford.
Waterford, correct.
Wexford.
Correct.
Leitrim.
Correct.
Tip.
Correct.
Limerick.
Correct.
Carlow.
Correct.
Antrim.
Ooh, said.
Already said. Already. You out, sucker.
Leash.
Correct.
Done in by technicalities of this.
Clare.
And the rules. Done in by the rules. Whatever you do, don't say the same one twice.
Who'd you say?
Clare. County Clare.
You said Clare.
They're gone.
No, no.
Mick Stalin.
No,
his 5 seconds are up.
London.
London.
There's no more though, is there?
There's one.
Ah, so I've got a point.
There's one. Should they give me more than 5 seconds for the last one? Or
come on!
Clare were said.
Clare weren't said.
They were.
No, no.
No.
Definitely not.
I've got them written down and checked off.
No, they weren't.
I think you checked out the wrong thing.
I didn't have them blacked off.
Oh. And I was writing down everything that was said.
No.
I fucked myself.
Yes. Come on.
Like
five,
a snake.
Four. Three.
New York.
No, it's Longford.
Longford.
No, I'm Longford here. But I'm just scribbled off. There you go.
I can't believe that.
Mix on five, Shane's on six.
Just do your loud me double Carlo Kenny Leishkill there.
I was writing them down. I must have checked it off.
What was that?
Did you not learn that in primary school?
No.
It was like the Leinster would like you do it in order of the coastline. It's like Loudmead, Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford, Carlow, Kilkenny, Leash, Kildare, Offaly, Westmead, Longford.
So it's like a...
Yeah, you're just kind of going
spiral.
Around.
Spiral.
Yeah.
Did he go Derry, Antrim, Down, or Matarone from Anna Mullen?
He knows.
No, we didn't do it.
I never got the patter of the other ones
Fun free magic number round is next. You know the rules. I'm going to give you four different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, you write them all down.
6-5.
Four Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Bead, 6-5-0. If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, closest to it gets 2 points with 1 point for the next closest. And don't go bust.
Okay.
That's the thing to remember.
Okay, let's get going. The number of teams at the 2022 FIFA World Cup. That's not this one, by the way. This is 2026. The 2022 one was in Qatar. How many teams are at it? The number of All-Ireland medals won by Seamus Flanagan, plus the number of races in the 2026 F1 season, plus the number of goals Lionel Messi has now scored for Argentina. What's the answer? Right, Johnny B. How many teams at the World Cup in 2022? How many All-Ireland hurling medals won by Seamus Flanagan? What is the number of races in the Formula 1 season? And how many goals has Lionel Messi now scored for Argentina?
Silly.
Okay. Pens down, everybody. What's your number?
189.
I've gone way wrong here.
What's your number?
261.
Enda.
I haven't added them up yet.
I'm thinking of okay. Appearances.
Because it's your debut, your second debut, we're going to be very kind to you.
Alright, 164.
Oh, not bus, and our winner.
Hey! Am I bus?
You're bus.
I added 10 goals to Messi at the last second.
You would have been perfect.
179.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I have written down. I said I better add 10 goals to Messi.
Don't that's outrageous. That's outrageous.
I'd say you got
points to get.
How many teams were there in the World Cup?
He must have around 120. 32.
Though, 32. Still?
32. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many All-Irelands?
Five.
How many F1 races?
24. Is it 24?
Is it this year?
This year, yeah.
I didn't count the cancelled one, so I went 18.
22 is the correct answer.
So Messi has 1-2.
Zero.
One, yeah.
It was a 200 the cap. That's why I went.
How many does he? How many goals do they have?
Oh, maybe I added up wrong then.
Wait, hang on.
Oh my God.
He has 120.
Basically right.
He has 120.
Plus 22.
Five all earned.
Plus 5, plus 32.
Plus 32.
I'm not adding them up. I'm just
I was actually very close.
Yeah.
So I was like, three off?
Well, you said 160 something.
164.
So it's 6-5.
179 is the correct answer.
179. Oh, my addition is terrible then. Because I have three of them, right?
So what does Enda get? A point? 2 points? 1 point?
2 points.
2 points.
6-5-2.
Is it?
6-5-2.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
I didn't get zero.
It's business as usual for the rapid fire round this week. You have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point up for each up for grabs. We're going to start with the player in the lowest score, who's Enda. And do you...
Spy is rapid fire.
You just get to go first. That's it. There's none of this choosing malarkey, which sometimes we do. True. Why do we do it some weeks and not others? I don't know.
It's when it's a tie.
Yeah.
So I need to get out all them correct.
It just goes in order if there's three different scores.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So it's rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Do I get minus points
Jeremy
if I get
the no. quiz and then it just empties his mind? Yeah. It's like back in again next week, yeah. Starting afresh.
No bonus, no minus.
Okay.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who will Ireland play in the first Women's World Cup playoff?
Kazakhstan.
What county side does Mark McHugh manage?
Westmeath.
Who defeated Leinster in the 2026 Champions Cup final?
Toulouse.
What national team did Mario Gomez represent?
Pass.
What side sits top of the LOI Premier Division?
Shamrock Rovers.
In what city will the next Olympic Games take place?
Forget.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Three, I think.
Mario Gomez plays for Germany, and Bordeaux were the team that Leinster were beaten by 2 weeks ago. otherwise, you were correct.
I would have got all them for when I get one now in the
same,
next one.
Same. So when did I get there? Three?
Three, yeah.
Yeah, so end is on five, mix on five. It's a tight game now, Mick. You need to get some of these right, otherwise you're going to finish bottom.
Bordeaux Bengals.
Michael, are you ready?
Bubbles Bengals.
Yep.
Your 20 seconds starts now. What side sits bottom of the LOI Premier Division table?
Waterford.
Who will Leinster play in the URC final tonight?
Bulls.
What national team does Antoine Semenya represent?
Ghana.
Who is the Cork senior hurling captain for 2026?
Darragh Fitzgibbon.
In what country will the 2027 Women's World Cup take place?
Mexico.
Brazil. Who did Niall O'Callaghan succeed as Dublin hurling boss?
Michal Donoghue.
Name one of the two French clubs Arsene Wenger managed. Name one of
Monaco.
The two. Correct. So.
Oh, Brazil!
Yes. Six. You got Brazil wrong.
Nothing. Nothing.
One, two, three, four,
five, six.
That Brazil.
11.
Brazil. Mix on 11. Shane's on six.
No, that will be enough, I think, Mick. Just need to, I've done the Monaghan thing now. I just need to whip over the sideline kick like Jack McCarron.
You need a couple of two-pointers here, but there's only one point available. Right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Your 20 seconds starts now. In what state is the 2026 US Open taking place?
New York.
Who are the last English club to win the Europa League?
Villa.
Who is the head coach of Ulster Rugby?
Dan McFadden, no.
Derek McInnes left Hearts for which other
Rangers.
Scottish... How many penalties were not converted in the 2026 Champions League final shootout?
Three.
In what county is Park Sean McDermott?
Leitrim.
Who won the 2026 French Open Women's Single Title?
Sablenka.
No, Andreeva.
That was but the I winner, think I think. Won. Was that five? No, five. I got six, didn't I?
Oh, so you got New York, you got Villa, you got Richie Murphy wrong, you got Rangers correct, you got three correct, and you got Leitrim correct.
Yep. Oof. Yeah, five.
That,
and you
that,
needed six
is that five
to win.
Or six?
One, two, three, four, five. You got five. You got five. Mix on 11. Shane's on 11.
The Dan McFarlane one is just your brain is just frozen in that moment of time for sports.
Yeah. Should have known Richie Murphy, obviously. Apologies, Richie.
I should have known that the Women's World Cup was in Brazil because I know it's in Brazil.
They changed
the main reason.
They changed the location of these things.
Tie break. If it's Shane versus David, Shane. If it's Shane versus Dara, Dara. David versus Dara, David.
Why does it matter? Why does the order matter?
Thanks, lads. This is
we don't need it. We're just writing them down.
Yeah, you don't need it anyway.
And it's closest. It's not bust.
Many Irish caps does
Stephen Kelly.
Harry feeling of Stephen Kelly.
Ulton Dolan. How many Ireland caps does Ulton Dolan have?
Write down random.
We now must each write down a number and the closest will win. Write down the number. No more stalling. And I mean it.
I took five off this time instead
would
of...
Would anybody like?
It's closest rather than most, isn't it?
Yeah, what you got?
20.
12.
19, boom!
Oh, I had 17, so I would have lost.
Take it, take it.
Very magnanimous there from Mick, but he's seething. Mexico, Brazil. Oh, how did he fuck it up so badly?
So what have done it.
You led the whole way.
Richie Murphy killed me as well, in fairness. There's always one.
Free for the summer.
Didn't get zero.
Tell your pals. Truth. Share it, rate it, like it, love it. We love you.